HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hey there, welcome to the Linda McKenzie Show. I'm Linda McKenzie, and this week let's remember to discover and stay in your inner light that's connected to God. You know, it's Linda's World today, and I'll be giving lots of fun and useful information, and feel free to call me at the show here to discuss any questions or concerns you may have on a mind, body, spirit level. And you can reach me at 800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444 anytime during the show, because it's Linda's World, right? We never know what's going on with Linda's World, because it's that time of year where, or the time of month, you know, at the end of the month, I do one Linda's World every month, and I just kind of expound on what's happening with the energy in the planet and what's going on, and all from a different kind of perspective, hopefully positive, and giving you lots of things to do for the upcoming month so that you can feel positive and happy and consciously aware and live in the moment here, because that's where we need to be. You know, it's really kind of a crazy time that we're in right now because of everything that's negative that seems to be happening on a world level. You know, there's, I guess there's Muslims being tortured in China, you know, that just been coming out. And there's, you know, torture all over the place. And, you know, and here in America, our environment is being attacked, and you know, things are not progressing, you think, in a positive way. However, you know, I think that they really are, because when we, as a people, because we're all connected, you know, we all matter, when we discover things that are underneath the rug, you know, and we bring them to the light, then we can do something about it. Now, a lot of times there's a lot of conspiracy theories out there. And, you know, at one time I would have believed them too, except that when you get someone that's elected to the presidency, there's no way there could be a conspiracy theory for this, because it's just an aberration, you know. However, the nice thing that has happened with this, he's not my president, but with this man, is that he has brought to light so much corruption. It's right in our face. And so now, if you noticed, none of this is, so few of it is really taking effect, okay, because things are blocking, and the court system is blocking a lot of the stuff. And you'll notice, you know, there's a big rotation in that White House of people coming in and out. And, you know, and this is also showing us, you know, how and what we have to do for the future. Look, almost all government has special interests. And if you don't think that they do, you've got to be very naive. It's the same thing as in Hollywood. Yeah, we know that this Me Too thing shouldn't be happening, you know, but the problem is that it's been happening for such a long, long time that it's crazy. You know, you knew if you were going in to be a movie star back in the 30s and 40s when they first started, that, you know, there was going to be some sexual favors asked. Whether you did or not was your choice. You know, back in the day, I got offered a record contract with Columbia Records when I was 18, and I was ecstatic about that until I realized that the promoter said, "I can't wait until we get on the road, just the two of us together." So I made a conscious decision to turn down that record contract. I knew what that entailed. You know, this has been going on for a very long time, you know. We've been in a patriarchal society for a very long time. It's only in the last 25, 30 years that we have changed from this aggressive, aggressive male action, you know, in life. And it's, I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. I mean, men had to go and get the food, and, you know, they have upper body strength and whatever. But only in the last 30 years has negotiation skills and female skills been coming out in the workplace. Apparently, some of those guys down south and the president doesn't like that because apparently their mom was not very nice to them or whatever. They all have some kind of problem. But here, you know, we, again, are becoming aware of this. And so we can do something about it. But, you know, you know, it's just crazy making. Everything that we say or do seems to be irritating somebody. It is crazy. You can't seem to say anything. I mean, in my lifetime, I think there's been at least four or five different names that I had to call Native American people. I don't even know if that's the right one now. Mentally challenged people. Just crazy making. Okay? You know, we are all one people. We are all have the same wants and needs and desires, you know. And when I say that, I don't mean our basic needs. You know, we all need food. We all need water. We all need a sense of community, you know. And so we have to overlook some of this nitpicky stuff because, you know, it may be distracting us from other things that might be going on. You know, so, I mean, it's constantly being used, especially now with the media being so compromised. There's one guy, I think the Sinclair Group is buying up so much stuff that, you know, you don't know anymore what's really being fed and what's not. But here's the deal. Many years ago, and, well, not even many years ago, the United States is the only country that I know, the major country, where the government doesn't own the media. That's right. Britain, their government owns the media. Okay? France, their government owns the media. Every country's government owns the media. Now, America doesn't. So I guess it's up to the highest bidder. I don't know what that is. But And you cannot expect a company that is for profit, okay, to not, if an advertiser, a washing machine company comes in and is paying them millions and millions of dollars, then they're going to probably say, hey, this particular washing machine is really good. You need to get that one. And they're going to push it. Or if that washing machine guy doesn't want you to know that he's using, you know, that they don't filter the water or something, they're still going to push it, okay? Because it's a for-profit-based system. Now, if you wanted to have a system that wasn't, you know, profit-oriented, like NPR, which is publicly supported, and, of course, you know, the government gives some money, then why don't you support it? Why aren't you supporting the media and the things that really matter to you? Okay? If you don't like, you know, child labor or people taking advantage of the government, you know, like training their people to, you know, get benefits from the government so that they don't have to pay them a living wage while four people make billions upon billions upon billions of dollars, like the Walmart people. The Christian Walmart people? Why are you spending money in Walmart? Because the price is cheaper? Why don't you buy less and shop at your local retailer? Keep them in business. I try and do that whenever I can. And I certainly don't step foot in a Walmart. You have to walk your talk. And, you know, if you want to change the world, we're at a very crucial point where you place your money. Because this world right now is all about this fulcrum of power and money, right? So they think that the power is money, but it's not. The power is love. And if you take your money and you put it in the right places, then things will change. Now, you think not? In our lifetime, this has happened. Back in 1996, when they started genetically modifying things, I started preaching back then to eat organic food. I didn't even know that there was a word for organic back then because it wasn't. But, you know, I started preaching, hey, let us go ahead and make sure that don't eat this stuff. It's going to cause cancer. It's going to be, there's going to be problems with this stuff. And, you know, part of the autism, part of the obesity problem in the United States is because of this GMO food. It's not rocket science. You got pesticides in every side of the plant, okay? Fat is in our body. One third of the fat in our body is there to protect us and take toxins out of the body. When you overload the body with GMO foods, with pesticides in every cell of the plant going into your body has to have the fat, and it's going to store more fat because you're putting more toxins in the body. Okay? It's not rocket science. So what I'm saying is we can come from love and light, but we have to act in love and light. We have to take the positive steps on an earthly level. Remember, you got to put your feet on the ground and your head in the clouds. Okay, and keep your heart open. So that means that if you're working and living in this earth, we need to be of service to mankind in this earth. We just have to, especially this coming year. There's going to be so many good changes this year. It's the pendulum is swinging back, folks. So we are at a crucial junction right now where you have the power to push that pendulum faster so we can get back on a positive swing. We can rectify a lot of these situations that are out there. We can. It's been proven that people coming together in prayer can shift consciousness. They've done that. They've helped heal people. It's been proven time and time again. So it's now past the point where we have to figure out about ourselves, okay? We have to really step out of ourselves right now and become part of the whole, become part of the solution and not the problem. Positive thought is good. Positive action is better. If you want, you know, everybody says, oh, that law of attraction. Well, it doesn't work. I mean, there's 12 universal laws that I know of, and I know there's a lot more because I'm not the brightest light bulb on the block. Although I'm not too dumb, but, and then there's 22 sub-laws. And if you want to really manipulate energy, you have to learn to use all of those things in sequence, in synchronicity. Okay. And even then there's fate. Okay. That comes in. But we do know that if you are thinking a thought and you're taking a positive action, that helps to manifest the electromagnetic energy of matter, thought. We're all, everything is comprised of electromagnetic energy, electrical energy, and electrochemical energy. Everything from the tiniest cell to the biggest sun in the star, we're all comprised of all this energy. Okay, this is what it is. So, you know, when you say like attracts like, which is one of the universal laws, that's right. That's a electromagnetic energy. Okay. So anyway, what I'm trying to tell you is let's be part of the solution this year. We can do it. I have so much faith in you. I can feel the love that you have in your heart. Each one can open that door up and allow that to come in, and don't get annoyed with the silly stuff. I mean, you know, like songs that supposed to represent, baby, it's cold outside. I cracked up. You know, how can you attack a song? I mean, for goodness sakes, they attack comedians. They're attacking, you know, are we getting that tight assed, you know, that we can't joke and, you know, that we have to take everything so seriously? Loosen up. Oh, for goodness sakes, loosen up. Life is to be enjoyed every moment, and just take each moment as it comes. Don't worry about that past. It's gone. It ain't coming back. And you know, you can never relive the same moment in exactly the same way. Can't do it. The future, we don't really know the future. I mean, it can happen in, you know, there's constant changes. You know, change is cyclical. Keeps moving. Even when you get on the other side, there's changes, okay? So what we have to do is try and live in the moment as much as we can and be aware of being in the moment, using this mindfulness, saying, okay, I'm in the moment. Now, it's going to be very hard because we are a product of our society and how we grew up, and we're a product of, you know, just being human. And no human is perfect. Far from it. We're not supposed to be. What we're supposed to do is make mistakes so that we can learn from the mistakes and we can grow bigger, greater, wiser, better. This is where it's all at. We learn from the mistakes. Now, here's where it gets to be a little crazy. You got to learn from the mistakes and try not to do them again, okay? You can't, it's like, okay, I'm a Catholic, I'm going to go to confession, and the priest is going to say, okay, you're all absolved of your sins, and then the next day I'm going out doing the same sin. That's not what it's supposed to be about, okay? It means to consciously try and make an effort to be better. Another thing that we have to do this year, I think, and everybody can do this and should do this, is in the morning, you know, before you get up out of bed, just say, I forgive myself. And I forgive others that have hurt me. And I will try and do better. And if you do that, and also find, like, and one of the things I try and do is find five grateful things I am grateful for before I even get out of bed. I have food, I've got shelter, I've got love, I've got, you know, friends, I've got health, you know, whatever it is. I've named five things that I'm grateful for, and then I get out of bed, okay? So if you are coming and starting your day with forgiving yourself with a clean slate, knowing that you're going to try your best to be the best that you can be every day, and be open to the learning, and when you face fear during the day, which we all do, one point or another, we go, you know, what's that? Well, fear is just your friend, okay? It's nothing to be afraid of. You know, there are fears, you know, if you're going to get hit by a car, get out of the street. Yes, I think that that's a wise move. But fear is a messenger that teaches you what to look for to get to reach your next step. And the only way to get through fear is to walk through it. You can't justify it. You can't. If you have anxiety, go and walk through that anxiety. Do the things that you can't do. You can do it. That's the only way you're going to get through it. And start using positive thought. A lot of times we find that a lot of people have a lot of anxiety these days because they are on a lot of these drugs, these pharmaceutical drugs. These drugs actually cause sometimes the same symptoms that you're trying to overcome. For example, Xanax, okay? Xanax is supposed to level you out. Well, Xanax actually creates anxiety. And after you stop taking Xanax, it stays in your muscles for 2 years. And so if you start getting anxiety 2 years after you've stopped taking it, there's a reason for it because it's still in your body and it's acting up, okay? So the best way to do if you have a depression or you're feeling bad is try natural stuff. SAMe, aromatherapy oils, you know, all sorts of wonderful things that you can have. So this year, let's do the right things. Walk your talk, put your money where your mouth is, okay? And let's turn this planet right around to the positive side. We'll be right back.
Environmentally sound for your mind. HRNradio.com.
Hey there, welcome back to the Linda McKenzie Show. It's Linda's World today, so feel free to call in with any question, 1-800-555-5453, 310-371-5444. Let's get to our herb of the week. Herbs are natural medicine that need to be treated with knowledge and respect. And today's herb is one of my favorites. It's willow. That's right. In traditional herbal medicine, white willow was widely used for fevers and other hot conditions. You know, it was one of the first herbs to be scientifically investigated. And in the 19th century, a French chemist extracted one of the compounds, and by 1852, this was now being produced synthetically and is known as aspirin. Okay? Aspirin, that's right. And that was the first of the modern generation of plant-derived drugs, was aspirin. Now, the bark of the willow is used, and in modern herbalism, only the bark is used. And it is prescribed for many inflammatory conditions, including rheumatism and arthritis. It helps control fevers and relieves neuralgia, headaches, and pain in general. Okay? It's also a gentle bitter, and it always acts as a mild digestive stimulant, and it's used for many different kinds of stomach problems, including diarrhea, that anything related to heat and inflammation. And you can also use willow bark tea, which I like. It tastes good. The leaves in the past were a popular home remedy, and it was used as much as the bark is today. And willow leaf tea was taken for fevers or colicky pain, and it was also used to stop dandruff. That's right. A little bit of willow bark, which is kind of aspirin on the long way. All right. Let's get to our gemstone of the week. Gemstones have energies, and by carrying or wearing a stone, you may be able to amplify your own energy to get what you desire. Today, I thought we would talk a little bit about aquamarine. Now, that's a variety of beryl, okay? And the colors range from light blue to dark blue to green to turquoise. It's aquamarine, okay? Now, aquamarine is a stone of courage. It enhances your ability for rapid intellectual response. But it helps you to remain impeccable when you're assimilating knowledge. Everything there is actualized, okay? It accelerates the intellectual reasoning process, and it helps you shield, it's like a shielding property for your aura. Also, if you carry that around, it encourages the innate ability to always be prepared. And it's also one way of protecting yourself temporarily from pollutants. Aquamarine helps the air on all sides of you. Isn't that interesting, huh? So the difference in the air quality when you are carrying an aquamarine is usually recognizable. So you can do that as a test. Go into a store, a gem store, and find aquamarine that you kind of feel affinity for, and put it close to your, you know, ear or your nose and stuff, and just breathe. Breathe beforehand and breathe after, and you'll see a difference, okay? There's a flowing quality to the energy of aquamarine. At the same time, the energy is so structured that it creates balance and order, okay? And it provides of alignment of all your chakras, and it helps you to attune to the spiritual levels of awareness. For anyone that's involved in spiritual development, it provides emotional and intellectual stability and enhances the connection with your higher self. It helps you to travel deep within your own self and understand all your complexities and provide you information so that you can remain centered. Aquamarine emits a gentle, compassionate energy, and especially for moderation. Okay? It helps judgmental people to be more tolerant, and can help you, if you're swamped by responsibility, to kind of bring order to the process. It also helps you to take responsibility for your actions and any kind of encountered situations. It also provides access to stored information concerning any kind of perfecting of your body. Okay? It's been used in healing for the treatment of swollen glands. It's been used to balance and fortify the glands. It's excellent for the eyes, for improving vision, and assists the maintenance of teeth and formative bone structures. Okay? And there you have it. A little bit about aquamarine. Let's go to Bree in Los Angeles. Hey, Bree.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How can I help you?
I was just wondering if you could do an energy reading over the phone.
On any particular area?
Whatever you see.
Well, that's pretty wide. Can you give me something?
How about in the next few weeks?
Okay. So what I'm seeing is that celebrations are going to be fun, but they're going to be very quiet. You know, they're not going to be an overextended amount. That there is things coming towards you in the second week of January. There's new opportunities coming for you. Right now, it's just a stay as you are, maintain who you are right now. That's what I'm seeing for the next week or so. Christmas will be fun. It'll be fine, but it's not going to be over eventful is what I'm seeing. I do see that there is the opportunity is really focused on the new year. Maybe around March time frame, there'll be new job opportunities, or job enhancements. That could be coming in the second week of January as well, where they're going to be asking you to do more work for the same pay, but you might want to speak up and say, well, it would be nice if I could get compensated for that. And also, as far as, there's just a lot of different kinds of opportunity. There's a romantic opportunity, but I see it starting very slowly, maybe March, and then coming into fruition in June, you'll know where you're going with that. You have to take some risks, okay, this year. You can't just sit by the wayside. You have to take some risks and understand that you have enough knowledge and understanding to know that you will not be able to get hurt as you have in the past. So that's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Bree, for calling in. And if you'd like a reading, feel free to give me a call at 1-800-555-5453 or 310-371-5444. Boy, I forgot for a minute. I was off in some kind of astral plane, I guess. You know, things have shifted. You know, we are now in five dimension, and some of us are in 7, 8, and 10 dimension. But, you know, we're seeing things in much greater stance, which is why it's really important for us to understand that as this is shifting, this, you know, we have the capacity for more power to manifest positive change. Okay, and that's why I was very, very much into trying to make sure at the beginning of the program that you kind of adhere to as much of that as you possibly can. So one of the things that we want to attack this year, and when we come back, we'll get into that a little bit, it's about stress. And I want to talk about how we can alleviate stress and what it's all about. And so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to The Linda McKenzie Show, and it's Linda's World today, so that means anything goes. I hope you're picking up one thought, one idea. I'm hoping you're picking up many more, but if you can pick up one and change that, change your outlook to make yourself happier and positive, I'm happy. And then take that thought and share it with your friends so we can start this domino effect of positive energy. So today, I thought we would talk about stress, because that stress is crazy, right? I mean, we're all under some kind of stress. You know why? Because every action or reaction comes from stress. That's right. Some stress is kind of good because it motivates us to grow. But too much stress can cause like emotional breakdowns. It causes fatigue, headaches. It causes irritability. You'll grind your teeth. You'll get high blood pressure. You get nervous twitches. It can do sleep disorders, and it can even cause premature death. In fact, stress contributes to all mental and physical illness and disease. Okay? So the early warning signs of too much stress can show themselves on five levels. Okay? One is physical. You might have pain, illness, your energy level changes, there's different body sensations. Or it could be on an emotional level where you're getting feelings of anger or fear, sadness or uneasiness. It could be on a mental level where you either have an overactive or an inactive mind, not one or the other, okay? It can be on a behavioral level where you're underachieving or you're overachieving. You can be avoiding things. You can do developing clutter in your house. You can be whining or swearing or be unpredictable or even aggressive. And then on an intuitive level, you can get queer inner feelings and even crazy dreams. Now, the body responds to stress by secreting hormones and slowing down digestion. Fats and sugars and hormones are released in the body. Cholesterol rises. Blood pressure rises. The heartbeat accelerates. Muscle tension increases. And the blood changes slightly. The production of this hormone can lead to nutritional deficiencies because it depletes potassium, phosphorus, amino acids, magnesium, and calcium. Now, under stress, the body doesn't absorb nutrients, and not as well, and it's unable to replace them correctly. So B vitamins and electrolytes, which are essential to the body, are depleted, and the growth of free radicals, the cell-destroying agents in the body, is increased. Okay? Now, stress affects how we look, think, and feel, and it may be classified as physical, emotional, nutritional, and environmental stress. Physical stress, right, can be caused by many things, including illness, lack of sleep, infections, viruses, bacteria, fungus, and parasites. Now, emotional stress is caused by negative attitudes and emotions such as anger, frustration, and worry, or grief and guilt. And nutritional stress can be caused by improper diets or different amounts of food and digestive problems and even nutritional deficiencies. However, most people don't understand about environmental stress. They can be caused by chemicals, substances, substance abuse, prescription and over-the-counter drugs, and even food preservatives. And most people don't even think, here in California, when you're driving the freeways, you're picking up all of that petrol and gas fumes, okay? This has effect on your body. So what you have to do for effective stress management is identify the source and the level of stress. Is it physical, emotional, nutritional, environmental, or is it a combination of things? Then you have to acknowledge that the stress is there. Don't throw it aside. Say, oh yeah, I got it. Then take an action to control or modify the stress. Stop having preservatives in your food or food additives. And then release the stress. Since control of all the external circumstances surrounding stress is impossible, right? You can't do it. It's necessary to handle the circumstances that you can. So changing to a better diet, getting the proper vitamins, minerals, and supplements, getting the proper rest and exercise can all help to control stress. On an emotional level, you can learn to balance life between family, work, spirituality, community, intimate relationships, and self. And you balance it with realistic goals and expectations, and that can minimize stress. Now, if an error is made, don't dwell on it or berate yourself. Just rectify it as soon as you can. The best defense against stress is a positive attitude. A positive attitude helps all levels of stress. Living in the moment and flowing with life is a better way to control stress than fighting against it. Okay? And relaxation plays a key role in stress reduction. Deep breathing, time off, aromatherapy, hobbies, yoga, tai chi, massage, meditation, and even self-hypnosis can help keep stress in check. Now, most of the time, stress is caused by the mental attitude of fear of change. Okay? So you develop positive thought, actions, and deeds, and that will help the change go through faster. In foods, what you should avoid is, especially if you know you're under stress, is alcohol, tobacco, drugs, sugar, caffeine, carbonated drinks, food colorings and additives, preservatives, processed meats, and other processed foods, and you limit your dairy foods. Okay? Some of the good foods for you are, you know, buttermilk, cauliflower, tropical fruit, legumes and squash, egg yolks, and even broccoli. All of these, there's lots and lots of foods that are good for you. Vitamins and supplements when you're under stress, you have to take a multivitamin and mineral supplement. Also vitamins A, E, C, D, and B complex, all help. Bioflavonoids and calcium and magnesium and potassium, because remember we were talking about how that stress depletes that, right? And L-tyrosine, L-lysine, which is amino acids, are really good. Lecithin and coenzyme Q10. And then herbs, too, like ginkgo biloba, milk thistle, alfalfa, cumin, coriander, dong quai, valerian. I love red clover when I'm under stress. I take that. Basil, even oregano, even oat straw. All of this helps stress. And then aromatherapy, what you can use is chamomile, frankincense, rose works for me. I love rose oil. And also lavender, eucalyptus, a neroli, which is orange blossom. And that really calms you down too. Plus sage also helps me whenever I'm spiritually stressed. Okay. I use sage oil and that helps me tremendously to get to center. Also, fennel and peppermint and sandalwood. Peppermint is very uplifting, and sandalwood gives you that low, you know, balancing, earthy kind of thing. So there you have it. There's a little bit about stress. And we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. So stay with us.
What makes us different? You. Thanks for listening to HRNradio.com.
Hey there, welcome back. You're listening to the Linda McKenzie Show. I'm Linda McKenzie. At least I was this morning when I looked in the mirror. I don't know, maybe I'm changing. I'm a chimera or something, right? Who knows? Anyway, I thought that what we could do is every once in a while, you know, we get, not every once in a while, a lot of times we get a lot of products that come to us for us to take a look at. And, you know, I'm, you know, wheat-free, dairy-free, sugar-free. You know, it's got to be 100% okay for me to even take a look at it. You know, so we've had a couple of great products this month that have come through our doors. And I wanted to talk to you about them because they're particularly good. And they're very nutritionally sound. And so we're going to do this about, you know, once a month. We're going to, on the last 8 minutes, we're going to give you some of the suggestions that I kind of think that are pretty good. And none of these have paid for advertising, okay, just to let you know. And I get a lot more than I'm going to be telling you about, okay, because I only do the ones that really muster, you know, can really meet my criteria. Now, it doesn't mean that I'm not going to be talking about things that have organic sugar or just because I don't do sugar, but I will let you know on some of that. But these are the ones that I found this month that were particularly good. One of the ones that I found was ProBar. It's a great meal in a bar. And they have a lot of gluten-free, dairy-free options, and like banana nut bread. They have this coca mocha, mint chocolate, cookie dough, coconut almond, and my favorite was the mixed berry. And I got to tell you that, you know, I was out shopping, and I didn't have time to eat, and I did that mixed berry. I did a couple of them when I was doing a lot of, you know, on-the-go type of things. And they lasted a long time, was filled with protein, and they were really, really good. So I'm suggesting that for you if you need a quick pickup when you don't want to have a whole meal. That is really, really good. The other thing that I found was that just came in recently was this Enjoy Life chocolates. Oh my God, I was over the moon. I mean, most chocolate is made with, guess what? Milk. And I don't do milk. And this Enjoy Life chocolates are made with rice milk. And it's, they got great taste for the holidays. They have like this rice milk crunch. Then they have a plain rice milk chocolate. And then they have their dark chocolate. And they're really yummy. I mean, you can't tell the difference. And they're very rich. And so it's great for the holidays. And it's they're all individually wrapped in bite-sized pieces. And so they're really great for the holidays. For example, a lot of times I'll get some of the Trader Joe's chocolates. And I'll get a Trader Joe's, you know, chocolate and put up with a little bit of dairy because, you know, I like the dark chocolate. It's good for your heart, right? So I like to have a little piece of dark chocolate. But then you have a chocolate bar and, you know, and it's not sealed. So you're not going to eat the whole chocolate bar. I mean, you know, pretty probably shouldn't. But so I take a little square and then I'll eat it. But then it's in the refrigerator and it's, you know, it's still covered and whatever. And so, but it's if you have them in individually wrapped bite-sized pieces, that's like just took a lot of chore away from me. Then everything's always fresh and it's just good. So I thought that that was a great product. Enjoy Life chocolates. Very good. All organic. I'm telling you, really, really good stuff. Then there was another thing. Now I love popcorn. Now as you get older, as most people know, you can get diverticulitis from those little popcorn seeds unless you get the hullless kind. But I grew up loving popcorn. I mean, I eat my big meal during the day and so at night I would take popcorn and you know, there it's very fills you up and it's very low in calorie as long as you don't put that much butter on it, you know, but you know, you almost can't, you know, not do that. Well, here came through my door something called Popcorners, C-O-R-N-E-R-S, Popcorners. Now, this is popcorn in the shape of a corn chip. That's right. And they were so good. And it's really something different for the holidays. Now, I can't have all of those that they sent. But I did give them to other people, and they loved them. And it was, I love the sea salt. But they also have kettle corn and white cheddar popcorn, too. And it's called Popcorners, and it's popcorn that's in a chip. So you can dip your popcorn. Okay, you know. And then the last one that I was, that I really liked, and I don't do this very often. I do mostly decaf coffee. But there was this coffee that came in, and it was called Waka Coffee, W-A-K-A Coffee. And it's an instant coffee that doesn't taste like instant coffee. I went, how did this happen? Now, it's been around for a long time, but they've now tried to get everything in sustainable, organic type stuff. So it's very robust, and it's made with 100% Arabica. I think it's Arabica beans. Arabica? I don't know, something like that. You know, my pronunciation is always off. But one of the things I liked about this, not only the taste, okay, but 4% of everything that you purchase goes to bring clean and safe drinking water to communities around the world. So you get good coffee, and it's instant, and they're in little packets, not a jar. It's, again, individually wrapped so that it stays fresh. And you just put it in with an 8-ounce water, and there you have coffee that rivals perked coffee. I was shocked, but very, very good. I'm going to see if they have a decaffeinated brand. I do have one or two cups of decaffeinated coffee a week, but I don't do a lot of coffee. Anyway, those were the four products that I thought were spectacular. And so look for Pro Bar, Enjoy Life, Popcorners and Wacka Coffee at your nearest grocery store or specialty store like Whole Foods or Sprouts, Aldi's, and Lazy Acres. And if they don't have them in stock, ask for them because they really are special products. And I'm sure that you will like them because they are all healthy for you. And I think they're pretty good. So that's that for our wonderful review of products for this month. You know, we're coming to the end of a year, and next year is 2019, which is an 11 year, okay? Very powerfully spiritual power, 11, powerful number, extremely powerful. We are going to accomplish great things for the planet, for the people of the planet, and we are going to be in a more positive space at the end of next year than we've been in a very long time. Things are starting to go in the right direction. You can guarantee that. You can say you heard it here first. I'm telling you, it's happening. So imagine a wonderful world where we're all happy together. Be easy on one another, okay? And stop looking for faults and for poking things at people. Let it go. Just let it go. This year, let it go. Bring in the positive. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
The Bright Side of Talk. HealthyLife.net.
Well, welcome back. You're listening to The Linda McKenzie Show. Don't forget to visit my website, lindamckenzie.net. You know, I have predictions there for you and lots of articles on mind, body, spirit stuff and my appearances and all sorts of good stuff. So take a look there. The articles are really good, so they'll teach you a myriad number of things, all right? And you know what? I've really enjoyed this hour with you. Here's wishing you a week of purpose, healing, and play.